You might recall the Snyder administration called for a review of Michigan's quilt patch and underfunded approach to public defenders for people who cannot afford an attorney. That resulted in the Michigan Indigent Defense Commission making some recommendations. The legislature set aside $84 million to make improvements in counties all around the state. Ingham County got about $5 million and is setting up a public defender's office. Russell Church was selected to lead the office, becoming the first chief public defender of Ingham County. Lester Graham spoke with Church recently, and here's their conversation.
Before we get into how you'll go about creating this office, tell us a little bit about your legal background.
Sure. I started practicing law in 1982. Spent the first roughly 4.5 years as a judge advocate general in the Army at Fort Campbell, Kentucky. Got off active duty, went into private practice in one of the towns adjacent to the fort. Did that for a couple of years, and then for a little over 17, I was a public defender in the state of Tennessee. Moved back to Michigan about 13 years ago, and about 12 years ago went to work for the prosecutor's office in Ingham County, and I've stayed there until this opportunity came up.
So you've been a public defender in a real office before.
Yes.
Prior to the creation of the Ingham County Public Defender's Office, how were lawyers chosen to be a defense attorney for the indigent?
In the circuit court, the court itself maintained three lists based on the severity of the felonies. So you had an A, B, and a C list, with A being the most serious crimes. And there were a varying number of people. You had to apply, typically start on the C list, show that you had demonstrated some proficiency, move up to the B list. Cases a little more severe, money a little better, and then again kind of go through an evaluation process to get on the A list, which is where you handle things like murders and serious criminal sexual conduct and stuff like that.
But these were all lawyers in the private sector who were just called on by the court, correct?
Correct. It was a voluntary decision on the part of the lawyer. Since I've been in Ingham County, a opportunity to impress service out of lawyers. When I was in Tennessee in private practice, you didn't have a choice. If you had a license and were in that town, you were subject to being appointed to handle criminal cases, whether you did them in your private practice or not.
So what kind of resources did those lawyers, those attorneys have for their clients?
In Tennessee?
No, in Ingham.
Oh,
either one, I think, probably the same answer, right?
Somewhat less. I mean, the Ingham County model was certainly far from the worst in the state. You had a pretty good group, by and large, of people on the lists. You had to go to the judge for any supplement of money. So if you wanted to hire an expert witness, if you needed to have a language interpreter, if you needed to have investigation done that you didn't feel you could do on your own, all those things required you to go to the judge, demonstrate your need, and the judge had a limited pool of money where they could provide you with some funds to help out.
So what are the advantages to actually having a public defender's office?
From my perspective, one of the big ones is an economy of scale. If you are doing nothing but court-appointed work, you have a pretty good snapshot of what the value of a case is. You know, is this one that needs to be tried? Is this one that can be resolved by a plea offer? The more of that you do, after you've done a couple hundred burglaries, then you get a sense of where this case is going, and you can help the client navigate their way through it more rapidly, probably more effectively, and probably more beneficially to them.
How important is it, just for you, I'm curious, because you were in the prosecutor's office, you've got connections there. Does that help smooth the process a little bit?
I would hope so. You know, it's certainly not going to hurt. The prosecutor's office here has always felt it was important to have a good working relationship with the defense bar and has tried to do that. So hopefully I can build a little bit on that, but we've got a good starting point already.
Well, take us to the blueprints. Where do you start when you're creating out of whole cloth a public defender's office?
It's not the public defender part of it that's been the challenge. It's the developing a brand new department within a governmental body with all of its policies and procedures and stuff that are already in place. So, you know, we have to find space. We have to hire a pretty good-sized staff. As you said, you know, we're We've got a budget of about $5.5 million, and we're talking 38 employees. So it's figuring out what to do when has been sort of the challenge, you know, finding space, because it really doesn't make any sense to hire people if you don't have some place to put a desk and a computer for them.
Speaking of logistic things like that, there were a lot of concerns addressed by the Michigan Indigent Defense Commission, including whether those charged with a crime and their appointed attorney could even have a private place to discuss the case in some counties.
Yes.
Are there logistical things you're working on while getting the Ingham County Public Defender's Office up and running?
The Ingham County office is designed to handle all of the cases that we are ethically able to handle in all of the four courts in Ingham County, which is a little different from like the Wayne County model, where they are contracting with the IDC for separate services for most of the individual district courts in Wayne County. All three district courts in Ingham County are part of the same office that's doing circuit court. I think that'll be real helpful in terms of getting things moving a little bit more rapidly.
The prosecutor's office has a lot of resources. Will the public defender's office have the same level of resources for the caseload?
I don't know how to quantify that, because one of their most valuable resources is the police agencies that bring the cases to them. I don't have a counterpart of that, but I do have two full-time investigators. I have a budget for some additional investigative services over and above that. I have in the budget money to hire interpreters without having to access court money to do that. I have a small budget for hiring expert witnesses without having to go to the court for permission to do that. So I have a lot of resources compared to a lot of these types of programs when I've seen them getting up and running. Whether I have enough, I'll ask me that question a year from now.
Right. So talking about a year from now, how will you measure the success of your office? I mean, how do you know that a public defender's office is doing better than the old system?
Different people are going to measure the success differently. What is a measure of success for the court systems that I'm supporting is probably different from what I view a measure of success. From my perspective, at the end of the day, you know, I plan on doing some sort of exit surveys with the clients, because I'm interested in knowing whether or not they feel they got a fair shake from the system, because that is ultimately, from my perspective, the measure of success is, does the client who didn't have the opportunities that some other people do to choose their attorney feel like the attorney that got picked for them had their best interests at heart and worked hard to make sure that the outcome was fair for them?
What are going to be some of the obstacles to doing that?
Training, mostly, I think. The lawyers, I think, are going to come from a pretty multitude of background. I'm hoping to hire some people with a lot of experience, where we're just sort of transitioning over. I would expect a fair number of the people who currently have a place on the felony lists, from talking to them, I think a fair number of them are going to apply. Mostly it's just expectations, you know. One of the barriers whenever you start throwing money into the equation is how much face time does the lawyer have with the client? And from my perspective, that has always been the most important trust builder. Is you can't talk to somebody about what is their future for the first time on the day that they've been called into court to make decisions about their future. You have to have multiple, most of the time, conversations with them. My advice is worthless unless they trust it. And that's how you get them to trust it. You is to be there. So that's probably the biggest challenge is, you know, if this office and a fairly limited number of people are going to be taking over 90% of the cases in the county, are we going to have the ability to meet with clients who are in custody often enough to build that trust?
How soon do you go to court?
Hope to get into the lower courts late in the month of March. I start interviewing jobs 4th of March and hope to have people starting last week of March, first week of April. And then I envisioned being fully in the courts, picking up the load in circuit court, probably roughly a month later.
Sounds like you're got a busy schedule right now, so thanks for taking the time to talk to
absolutely,
us.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Russell Church heads up the new Ingham County Public Defender's Office. Thanks very much.
Thank you.